What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today, we are doing an episode on lucid dreaming.
Oh. Yeah. This is a Taylor topic,
this
yes?
This is a Taylor topic. You can tell because it's a little weird. We're going to do Exploring the World of Lucid Dreaming by Stephen LaBerge. Lauren
LaBerge.
Was so nice. She put it in a little parentheses for me to how to pronounce it because she knew I would fail, which I really appreciated. So we're going to talk about what lucid dreaming is, how you can instigate lucid dreaming, and how it can positively affect your waking life. Have you guys lucid dreamed before?
I don't think so, but I have to learn more about what it actually entails.
Yeah. It's hard to know because I think once I realize it's a dream, I wake up.
Right.
I'm not sure that I've been able to go, this is a dream and I'm going to stay in it.
Right, which is what lucid dreaming is. But yes. I think the first step is realizing you're in a dream.
Yeah, and then like taking a breath and just being like,
I'm going to stay in this dream.
Yeah, I think I've realized I was in a dream, but I wasn't like, oh, now I'm going to fly.
And right, yeah.
Right. You know?
That's like the goal,
right.
I think.
Right.
Yeah. Do we have a quotable?
Oh, we sure do. By Vincent van Gogh. Ever heard of him? I dream my painting and I paint my dream.
Ooh, I like that.
That just sounds like a brag.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm thinking up masterpieces in my sleep, son.
Exactly. This shit is easy as pie. Well, I like, very on brand for a dreaming episode.
Great quotable.
Shout out to our lovely producer for that one.
We have some stats. 90%, sorry. Wow. Again, it's the morning. I always scat in the morning. This happens every time.
Scat.
Oh, God. Okay. 95% of dreams are forgotten quickly. Dreams typically last between 5 to 20 minutes. Approximately 50% of all people can remember experiencing at least one instance of lucid dreaming. Some people are able to frequently have lucid dreams, and all people dream.
So your waking state versus your dream state. In your waking life, your brain processes the world around you using the data perceived by your senses. As you sleep, dreams are created from the information already in your head, such as memories, desires, fears, and expectations. Therefore, the possibilities of what can happen in your dreams are endless. Lucid dreaming is when you wake up and are conscious of what is happening within a dream. Few people regularly lucid dream, but anyone can train themselves to do it. Lucid dreaming can be beneficial as lucid dreamers report that doing so had positive effects on their life.
Wow. Can you imagine, like, train him for the lucid dream in Olympics? Like, how do you, I know. I mean, I guess we're going to learn how to train yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of cool to me that you can just train yourself to do it.
Yeah.
And what the point would just be, like, make sleep more fun? Mm-hmm. Or just kind of...
Yeah.
I think the goal is so you can fly in your dream.
Right.
That's what everybody's trying to do, right?
Sure.
Have burgers
or have sex with Beyonce. Right. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Choose your own adventure, man. So training yourself to lucid dream, keeping a dream journal. The first step towards lucid dreaming is learning how to remember your dreams. Keep a dream journal. This is the best method of remembering your dreams and better understanding what they mean. After recording a dream, look for dream signs, those things that are surreal and help you know the dream wasn't reality. Dream signs are important as most dreamers become lucid when they notice something unusual in their dream, like elephants flying or time moving backwards or walking through fire. Once you're able to identify dream signs and have tracked at least a dozen dreams, you're ready to explore lucid dreaming induction techniques.
Oh.
Okay, see, those examples are so crazy. Elephants flying or moving backwards or walking through fire. Like, obviously, those aren't real. Yeah. One that I've heard, I forget where, but that makes a lot of sense to me, is like, if you think... train yourself to look at your phone in your dream, because usually you don't look at your phone in your dream.
Oh.
Or if you do, there's nothing on it or something.
Oh, weird.
So like in that same way, like that movie Inception, you had like
yes,
a totem
I was just
or something.
Gonna say, yeah.
Yeah. Or like look at your watch or something like that. You're supposed to like develop something like that, I think, to look at.
And then I've also heard like to train yourself for lucid dreaming, just like while you're awake throughout the day, ask yourself, is this a dream? Is this a dream? Is this a dream? Uh-huh. So that way when you're dreaming, you might ask yourself that and actually answer like, yeah, this is a dream.
Yeah.
Oh, and know the difference.
Yeah.
And while you're awake, you'll be terrified.
But yeah.
You'll feel crazy.
Yeah. You'll be that person walking down the street shouting, is this a dream?
Is this a dream? Everybody
will cross to the
but
other
yeah,
side
like
of the
you said, those are such crazy examples. Like my dreams are very boring if this is what most people are dreaming about.
Your dreams are boring?
Elephant flyings and friggin'
what
fire.
What do you dream about?
I don't know, walking around, probably.
What?
I don't remember a lot of my dreams.
Why doesn't that surprise
me? Or like family, hanging out with family.
What?
Yeah.
That just means you get twice as much life. Yeah. That's not fair.
I don't think I've had like a really, really crazy, weird dream in a while. And if it is, it's like Cam has like morphed into another person. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like
yeah, yeah.
those like weird dreams where like somebody's stalking you and then it ends up being your significant other or something
right.
weird. But nothing like out of, like I don't really fly. I don't become like a mermaid or any kind of cool shit. Like I'm just kind of hanging out.
You are so
I'm hanging out.
You.
Now I feel really gypped out of my dreams now.
No, I have bad ones.
Yeah, you have nightmares.
I have really
you
bad
have nightmares.
Nightmares.
So
mine are just weird.
Lucid dreaming can help with the nightmares if you're like aware that it's a nightmare.
What I can tell you is I have never had a positive lucid dreaming experience. I have realized I am dreaming a handful of times, and every time I realize it, I cannot wake up. And I'm trapped.
Oh,
and so then I'm terrified.
Oh my God.
I literally had a dream once that I was trapped in a room upstairs with no exit. And I was like yelling to people walking by on the street below me that I was dreaming. Like my dad walked by and I was like, Dad, I'm dreaming. I can't wake up. He's like, no, you're not. You're fine. And then I was like trying to like find things in the room because I'm like, something bad's going to happen to me. I'm going to feel every second of it. And then I like hit myself in the head with a pipe to wake up.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I had a few
believe-
like that.
What?
What the
What if you like train yourself to like pinch yourself a lot? Could you like pinch yourself out of a dream?
Maybe. I just come to the next podcast. I have like bruises all over my arms. So she's like,
oh no.
Can you beat yourself up? But like if you can you actually like punch your, or pinch yourself like in your sleep if it becomes like a habit?
Oh, maybe.
To where you wake up from like touching yourself.
That's a good idea.
That way. You know, or a different way. If that's
what yeah.
You're
that's what you're into. Yeah.
yeah.
I dreamt two nights ago that Creed Bratton was sleeping underneath my kitchen table and I woke him up with my conversation. He was really pissed at me. He had made like a blanket fort with my kitchen table. And that's just exactly the type of shit I dream about every night. It's like super weird. But in the moment, I accept it. I'm like, oh, sorry, Creed, I didn't know you were there. And then I just continue with my dream.
Well, you watch a lot of Office.
That's true. Yeah.
They're all Office dreams.
They're all Office. Yeah. There's always somebody from the Office in my dreams.
Oh, man.
I usually can wake up the next morning, and if I remember my dream, I can figure out why I dreamt that.
Yes.
You guys
yeah.
do that, too?
Mm-hmm.
I always think that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Something that you're concerned about or something that you heard on the radio or just, like, something weird pops up. When I was a kid, especially, my dreams would often come true. And that started really freaking me out.
Really?
So I've had a weird, some weird situations where I kind of wanted to like repress my dreams because they were freaking me out.
Really? Because you didn't want them to happen?
Yeah, well, like I just didn't want to know what happens in real life. You know, like, I don't know.
You're very psychic?
Very strange.
Are you curious?
Like, you had deja vu, or you, like, woke up, remembered your dream, and then it happened later?
Yeah. Like, I woke up, remembered my dream, and would tell people about it, and then it would come true.
Do you have an example?
When I was in, I was probably 12, like, sixth grade. Fifth grade. Fourth or fifth grade, actually, because it was kind of a weird thing. We were really young. Nobody in our class like got their periods yet, basically. That's the age we were at. And I had a dream that I was playing softball with one of my good friends at the time. And we were on the same softball team, which was true in real life. And all of a sudden, the field starts flooding with blood everywhere.
Oh, and my shining? Gosh.
It was like blood everywhere. We're in the outfield. I'm like, oh my God, that's all I remember. And I told her about the dream. I was like, dude, this was super weird. Crazy dream, right? And then that Saturday morning on the softball field, she comes up and it's like, Delaney got my period for the first time. Got my period for the first time last night.
That's crazy.
I was like, oh, that's freaking weird.
Yeah.
Okay, that is
so
weird.
So stuff like that would happen where I'm like, oh, if you actually put two and two together, oh, softball field, blood, maybe it was a coincidence, maybe not.
Yeah.
But just weird shit like that. I'd have a dream where I once had a dream that there was a lion in my dream. Somebody was writing the name like Zachary in the sand and something else, something about a football player that I'd never heard of, right? And like I woke up in the morning and I like turned on, you know, my computer and, you know, like the homepage of like AOL, whatever. It was a picture of a lion and I was like, oh, that's kind of strange.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And then my cousin came over and talked about a guy she just started dating named Zach. And then the news was talking about how, like, John Elway just purchased some kind of company. And I guess he's a football guy, right? So I was like, oh, this is all very strange. So I kind of pushed things down.
What the fuck, man?
My mom always grew up very, like, spiritual and, you know, intuitive stuff. Like, there's some intuition stuff in my family.
Yeah. Wasn't that what Kira was saying, too, that she feels like the gifts she has is something that people push down in themselves because it freaks them out. But she's just kind of learned to like tap into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some of that stuff too. I pretty much always dream about the next person I'm going to date, even if I don't know them yet.
Oh, that's weird.
And then like a few weeks later, I meet them or we're dating. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like every time, weird. Like you can see what they look like and everything mm-hmm. before meeting them.
No, or most of the time I've met them, but like if I'm not like with Kyle, I didn't know him at all. Like he had asked me out like on Instagram like 6 months beforehand.
Yeah,
and then I had a dream about him like two nights in a row. I was like, I don't even know this dude.
Whoa, that's weird.
I know.
Wow,
that's super. It happened with my current relationship. It happened when I was getting back together with my ex. Like it would like come up right before we got back together, which is like, is that just self-fulfilling prophecy? Like, who knows? But that tends to happen. And then, like, the other times I've lucid dream is I'll have dreams. I've had a couple dreams about my mom. And in the dream, I know I'm dreaming and I'm trying not to wake up because I'm trying to talk to her. She's dead.
Oh, man.
And new listeners. and then, there was something else. But, yeah, I've had stuff like that, too. And it... I do think I want to push it down because I also have really fucked up dreams where I'm like being murdered or people I love are dying. So you like don't want any of those to come true, obviously.
Right, right.
So like taking an edible every night to squat because I guess THC inhibits dreaming or whatever, and it does work. And if I do have nightmares or dreams, I at the very least don't really remember them if I take an edible.
Okay, interesting. I would think that it would make you like trip or something and have like a crazy dream, right? Yeah.
You would think. Yeah. But no, it totally helps and it keeps me asleep. Otherwise I wake up a lot. And
okay.
Yeah. And the like asking yourself if you're dreaming. When I was having like, when my nightmares were like at their peak, like they were essentially like night terrors where I like, I could not tell if I was still dreaming when I woke up.
That is terrible.
And I was like in a hotel, so I didn't recognize anything. God. And so you feel like you're dreaming. It's a nightmare.
That's terrible.
So lucid dreaming has never really appealed to me. Because anytime I've done it by accident, although the ones with my mom I was always happy about. I was like, oh my God, don't wake up.
Yeah.
So maybe if they were more positive, I would want to stay in them. But if I have a weird one, I'm like, that was a great dream.
Wow. How do you train yourself to have positive dreams?
That's what I want to know.
Is that something you can do as a lucid dreamer? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Good Lord.
I mean, same thing with like, so I grind my jaw really, really hard at night. And I've always been told like, well, you're going to keep doing that until you're not stressed. And I'm like, well, I'm never going to probably not be stressed enough to not do that. But I'm sure it's the same with dreams. Like in a way, if you are still dealing with things that you're trying to process in your normal life, it's going to keep coming up in your mind. You know, like when I've been going through rough times in life, I always feel like my dreams are reflective of that. And I'm having more nightmares and it's just, you know, all that.
Yeah. So I have a lot of nightmares when I'm happy.
Really?
Because because I think it's
like
my brain
Tim Burton
going
character.
I think it's my brain going like, you better stay alert, motherfucker. I think that's what it is. I think on some level. Oh, I had a dream I broke off my engagement the week before I did.
What?
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Like, and it was very similar, the circumstances of like why I gave the ring back and like why I didn't. Yeah, it was weird.
Oh,
a week before.
So weird.
And at
dude.
The time that you had that dream, were things good?
Yeah, things were great.
Wow. That's wild.
It's dude, super weird.
We got some weird like intuition.
I'm gonna stop taking edibles.
Have you, hold on one more thing before we get back into it, have you guys ever had the same nightmare as somebody else?
No, has that happened to you?
Yeah, that happened to me when I was young. My friend and I were talking, we were in I think probably like fifth grade, and it freaked us the fuck out. We had both very recently had a like recurring nightmare where you're making a bed and then an alarm goes off, like an alarm clock goes off, and then the bed unmakes itself and you have to keep making the bed over and over.
What?
That is the most type A dream I have ever heard in my life. You Mary Poppins nightmare. Oh my gosh.
No, but it's like eerie. Like it was a nightmare. It was like very creepy. It was almost like something from The Ring or something like that.
It's like what hell is for Kelsey. It's like, I can't make my bed. Who would do this?
Who would do this to me?
Oh
but
my God,
anyway, I said weird. That to her and her eyes got huge. She's like, oh my God, I just had that nightmare. Like, it's the exact same nightmare.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
I know people have ones about like their teeth, like your teeth falling out and stuff like that. But that making the bed with the timer going off one is very specific and very weird.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Creepy, right?
Oh my gosh. All right. Inducing lucid dreaming with your habits of thought. If you develop the habit of occasionally asking yourself, am I dreaming? When you're awake, you will start to develop this habit in your dreams. Research has shown this practice will help you develop a critical, reflective attitude, which prepares you to become lucid in your dreams. Your brain will begin asking the question when you actually are dreaming. Right before bed, if you remind yourself of your intent to become aware that you are dreaming, your brain will be more adaptable to lucid dreaming. This is known as mnemonic induction of lucid dreams. You are creating a way of thinking while awake that will travel with you into your dream state. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So if you can train your brain to like ask questions like, am I dreaming? Is this a dream? I wonder if you could train yourself to like tap yourself awake.
Yeah. You probably
can. Like, if you start doing that just like kind of randomly, you know, basically develop a tic of some kind, right? Like if you just kind of like are always kind of knocking on your knee or something weird, I wonder if you'll do that in a dream.
What's it called in Inception when they get themselves to wake up?
The jump.
Yeah. Such a good movie.
It's such a
the
good
kick.
The
that's
kick.
Right.
That's right. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
The jump. I'm so stupid.
The jump.
That
was close.
It's because they jump off of. Anyway.
Yeah, the kick.
I'm not
love
gonna
that movie.
That movie's so good.
It really is. So inducing lucid dreaming as you fall asleep. Wake-initiated lucid dreams, or WILDs, includes dreams where lucidity is achieved by keeping your mind active as you fall asleep. You fall asleep without losing consciousness. Oh, that's strange.
What?
You can induce WILDs by focusing on your hypnagogic
Hypnagogic?
Hypnagogic imagery. The images you see in your mind's eye in the transitional state from being awake to falling asleep. To focus on these images and keep your brain active as you fall asleep, close your eyes and use breath work to release mental and physical tension. Next, focus on the images in your mind's eye. Don't force them to take shape and remain neutral as you observe them. Finally, allow yourself to be drawn into the dream while remaining neutral. This shit's freaking me out. I don't know that I want to do this.
Have you tried a wild, Taylor?
No, I don't want to lucid dream.
Yeah, this is...
My dreams don't deserve to be awake in them.
We're not wild gals.
Yeah. If I had dreams that were cooler, like the other night I had a dream that it was like an apocalypse type situation and it was very elaborate and very long. And like, I don't want to be awake for that.
Right.
I woke up like, that was exhausting.
Yeah.
I've had so many dreams since I was a kid. Like I've dreamt the entire night, like ever since I was a kid. Like when I started taking these edibles, it's like such a relief. I forget how much I used to dream. It used to exhaust me, like, all day. Because I was like, I didn't even sleep. I was doing shit all night.
Oh, that's so weird. Yeah. Oh, my God. I used to dream about work, and then I'd have to go to work in the morning. Like, are you kidding me? That is bullshit.
No reprieve. Yeah.
You know what? I was working at Trader Joe's, and that is a very physical job of stalking and talking to customers about stuff you don't care about and all that great stuff. And then you'd wake up like, oh, my God, I got to go do this for 8 hours all over again.
No. You go in there and you're like, oh my God, I dreamed that I was restocking the pumpkin and I am.
Yeah, I just felt like I was just there and I'm like, oh, well, this is, you know.
That's like when you have dreams that you wake up and you like you wake up late and you keep waking up and then you go, but I thought I woke up and it's like, I had three dreams, I woke up and I didn't.
Oh my God. Do you ever have a dream where like it's kind of a hot dream that's happening and like you're trying to touch yourself in your dream
and
you're hoping that you're touching yourself in real life?
I've always been amazed that I'm not actually touching myself in real life because I'll feel like I'm coming in my dream.
Yes.
And then I'll be like, there's no way I didn't touch myself. But
you probably did, right?
I don't know.
There's no way to know.
Or you feel like, that'd be really great to just start, you know, diddling myself right now. And you're trying so hard to do it, but you're dead asleep.
That sounds like lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
That sounds like you going, ooh, this would be fun.
Yeah, maybe. The only time I lucid dream is when I'm trying to touch myself. Good Lord.
Again, very on brand. It checks out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Lucid dreaming can improve your psychological health. If you repress thoughts or emotions on a daily basis, you can experience depression in your waking life and nightmares when you are asleep. Carl Jung argued that the rejected parts of our personality often appear in our dreams symbolically as monsters or other creatures. Ooh. That's why I dream about trust issues.
Whoa. Rejected parts of our personality.
What do you think a rejected part of your personality is?
Like something that you don't want to address or you hope isn't true or...
Yeah.
You don't know about
it's your a demons. Monster and he's always late. I did SNL voice. Always late.
That's my demon.
Oh, yeah. God. I don't know.
No, I can't think of an example for that, but it sounds right.
Fascinating.
By practicing lucidity, you can learn to accept these shadowy figures of your personality within your dreams. Mm-hmm. If you approach these symbols in your dreams with love rather than resist them with fear, you will feel more empowered in your dreams and waking life.
Easier said than done, Carl.
Yeah,
okay. if somebody's like trying to attack you with a knife, and that's like part of your personality, like you're not gonna
Does someone need a hug?
Yeah, exactly. That's so crazy.
Childhood trauma. Is that you? Come here.
I was gonna say the only thing that would get me to like want a lucid dream is if it had like significant positive impacts on like. Health, productivity, all those things. And I'd be like, all right, fuck it. Put it on the to-do list. We're lucid dreaming tonight. But if it's just for fun, I'm probably not going to do it, to be honest.
It just scares me. I don't know.
I liked the idea until it happened to me because my dreams are negative. So if I had like more positive dreams, I used to have cool dreams when I was a kid every once in a while. Like I've had like a couple flying dreams and stuff and those are cool.
Yeah.
And you'd like to wake up in a dream and just be like, lift off.
Right.
But that hasn't been my experience, so I don't know. It doesn't feel like I have, whenever I've realized I'm dreaming, it doesn't feel like I have control over what's happening. It just feels like I know. But maybe that's like the next step.
Right.
That if I worked on it, maybe I could do this.
Yeah.
And in the dream, I could be like, poof, all the bad stuff's gone. Now we're just flying.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, I'm like wondering if you can like, okay, and I'm going to walk into this room, and in this room there's going to be fairies and flowers right. and cupcakes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
How does that? And then are you really getting rest? Are you getting the same amount of rest if you're kind of like aware of your dreams?
Good point.
Or do you feel more exhausted when you wake up because your brain's been doing double time?
I bet you're tired.
Right?
I feel like the reason I don't want to lucid dream is the same reasons I don't want to do like mushrooms or like acid, because I'm afraid of like what is deeper in me.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah.
Like I like going to therapy. I like figuring out that level of deep stuff, but where your brain is altered and you're tapping into something that you wouldn't if you're just walking around sober, that's kind of scary to me.
Hmm. Ooh.
Do you feel that way with
that
drinking?
But you ain't getting drunk. That's kind of...
Yeah, but that's not hallucinating.
That's true. Okay.
That's not bringing...
Numbing, I guess. More numbing, right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes booze can like bring out some honesty, I suppose, but it's not the same as like when people talk about doing ayahuasca or mushrooms where they see things that they wouldn't have otherwise and then it changes their life. Like, I would always be afraid that I would do that and my life would change for the worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I'd see things that I couldn't unsee and it would traumatize me or something, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you feel that way with alcohol?
No, with alcohol, I feel like I don't worry about that. I just worry about becoming reliant and dependent on it and using it as like a self-medication thing. That's what I'm worried about. I'm afraid I'll be addicted to it.
Right.
No, I'd love to do mushrooms.
Really?
I was talking to someone about it the other night.
Yeah. Too. I would like to try it.
We were talking
about
that at the
store. I would do it if I did it with you guys.
Huh?
Yeah.
I would do it if I did it with you guys.
We should all go to nature and do mushrooms.
Yeah,
and...
let's go to nature.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Nature, yeah.
I feel like mushrooms would genuinely help. I feel like the way people talk about mushrooms, it sounds like their brain lights up and like moves around into a better position. And then they like get sad again and then they have to do more mushrooms.
But there's a way to do it, like micro dosing versus taking up too much where you're gonna really have a crazy trip.
Let's
or
talk
something.
To Adrian.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Adrian
seriously.
Will know where some our good residents are at.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's next year. Oh, lucid dreaming can inspire problem-solving creativity. Uh-oh,
there you
guys,
go.
I'm locked in now. Gonna add it to the to-do list. All right, so practicing mental imagery can improve your skills in your waking life. Studies have shown that mental imagery and mental rehearsal are techniques that can help enhance performance of physical activities. Lucid dreaming can also catalyze creative skills to help you solve problems. If you lucid dream about a problem you are trying to solve, you can experiment with possible ways to make the situation improve. You may think of something you've never thought of while awake. Oh, that's a great one.
Now Delaney's on board.
Where you can just like spitball like you're in a freaking think tank and be like, what if we do this, and this? Yeah. What kind of result will we get? Okay, you know?
That's
kind of interesting.
Yeah. I feel like all of mine would be relationship based though, where it's like, oh, how is dream dad going to respond to this? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like that's what I would want to problem solve. Right. It's not like I'm in there like, how do we do this Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, then you go, I guess it could prepare you for any outcome. Like that's what I'm constantly doing I think we all are with anxiety. Like your mind is racing always trying to think of all the possible outcomes of a situation so that you can then be prepared for every outcome.
Right.
So a dream might just be like a dry run of that. I mean...
Yeah,
I think that's why I have nightmares a lot of times about things I'm worried about happening, because it's my brain going like, all right, we're gonna prove that you're gonna be fine if this happens, or we're gonna put you in this situation as like a simulation. It's like my brain is training me to be an astronaut
like
or something.
Like a mean coach.
Yeah. Yeah, like a really mean coach. Huh. Like when they put astronauts in those things that like
the simulator.
Yeah, and then they throw up or pass out, and then if they don't, you need to be an astronaut.
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
So you would like practice
just
like
give your brain a hug.
I know.
That's rough, man.
Like if there's something that you're worried to talk to somebody about or something, you could like practice it in your dream or see how they'd react, or maybe try it several different ways to see the different reactions and that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so in regards to nightmares, facing your manifested fears and nightmares, to rid yourself of them, you must face the fears which you have avoided in your waking life. In your nightmares, resist the temptation to run away or wake up. If you instead face a scary situation when one comes up, you learn that you cannot be harmed. That's not always
so
true at all, but okay. For example, if you often dream of a terrifying demon, face it. When you wake up and realize you're safe in bed, you'll realize...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Realize the demon didn't hurt you. I mean, yeah, like this works with like fictional stuff, but if like somebody's coming at you with a knife in your dream, I mean, like that can happen to you in real life.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
That's the trouble with anxiety of any kind. You're just like, well, it could.
I know. Or sorry, I'm a real bummer.
Where people say if you can't really die in your dream. Right. Have you heard of that? Or like,
oh, yeah, you'll just wake up.
Yeah, the thing like you're falling off a cliff or whatever, you wake up, right?
You can get real close, though.
Isn't that really weird, though, that you can't die in your dream and you usually wake up from it?
Yeah.
Like, what would happen if you did?
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
In real life?
I guess you just have a dream that you were in the afterlife or something.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what my biggest fear about death is that there's like nothing. It's just your brain. It just feels like you're stuck in forever. And whatever your brain decides to go with is your forever.
Oh, no. Well, your brain, you know, dies, right?
You have that. Is it DMT? What's the thing that gets released in your brain?
Oh.
You have, like, there's, like, some shit that gets released in your brain that, like, is, like... I'm going to sound like an idiot talking about this. I want to say like psychedelic
something,
or
I thought that's
hallucinogenic.
Temporary, though. I thought that's temporary pain.
But think about how long a dream lasts.
Right.
It lasts like minutes or seconds and it can feel like days or hours.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's just a fear I have that I wanted to share with everybody. I just want everyone to think about that.
I was just
go about your day. Hope you're on your way to work.
Yeah, have a great Monday, everybody.
I was just thinking about that. Every time we talk about death on the podcast, I always just picture every listener that's like, God damn it, I listened to this to escape, and now they're talking about the exact thing that I'm trying to not think about, and we're just like, but death, man, I don't know, I can't stop thinking about
it. Our podcast does look like three people who don't even think about death at all.
Yeah.
Like, it really, this is like the most false advertising of all time. It's like hot pink. We all look like we just came from the mall. And then they listen and we're just like,
but
what happened?
We're all wearing black today.
We're all wearing black. Like, we're sorry, you guys.
Gotta really end somehow.
Yeah. We clickbaited very hard.
Oh my gosh.
Not who we are. So, key takeaways, conscious or lucid dreaming is something anyone can learn how to do. After practicing some straightforward techniques, you can reap the benefits that lucid dreaming can give, such as being more creative and feeling empowered to face your fears. Start a new practice of tracking your dreams by writing or drawing them in a journal to improve your dream recall and learn more about your inner hopes, fears, and dreams.
Hmm. Are you guys going to try it? What do you think?
I've been wanting to do a dream journal for a while. Usually if I'm writing my morning pages, I will make some sort of reference to what I dreamt about the night before. But I'd like to be better about that because I do feel like the more clear I remember my dreams, the easier I have writing jokes and stuff, like being more tapped into creativity.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. What about you, Taylor? Are you going to try this stuff?
I mean, I have before. Again, my thing is I have negative dreams, so I don't want to remember them.
Right.
So anytime I tried to, like, I tried, I forget what it's called. I talked about it on the podcast a while ago, but I tried for a little while to write down my nightmares and then try to imagine them happening a different way. And all it did was cement the memory of the nightmare in my head. And, like, I do think that the lucid dreaming could affect like your psychological health and like your day to day, because like dreaming about anything affects your day. Like if you think about it too much, like if you have a sex dream, you're gonna be horny the rest of the day. If you have a nightmare, you're gonna be scared the rest of the day about whatever you had a nightmare about. Like I've straight up had nightmares that were so realistic that I felt like And when some of them come true, you're like, is this my brain warning me? Is my brain telling me something?
Right.
And then you're like, okay, I gotta be like, it's just, it's exhausting.
Right. Or it's like your brain picking up on stuff that you're not picking up on in real life, you know, those like small, you know, your intuition. But have you tried like in one of your nightmares to be like, no, demon, like face it, or like what they're saying is like, stay there and see what happens, or no? Are you usually trying to get away? Or?
I'm usually trying to get away. If it's something like that, if it's something like, violent or something.
Yeah.
But I feel like more oftentimes it's like someone just disappears. I don't know what happened to them. Like if something like happens to my sisters in a dream or something, it'll be like they disappeared and we don't know where they are. And that's horrifying. But there's like nothing even to face.
Yeah.
You know? Or like I've had dreams where someone I was dating or cared about like became a different person or lied to me or just like morphed into something else, like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But in like a very sinister way. And I do confront it in the dream and they just kind of like laugh at me. Huh. It's really eerie and weird. God. Yeah.
Very strange. Yeah. I don't know if I'll be trying this. My dreams are boring, so like you don't want to remember yours because they're scary. Mine are like, I don't want to be sitting at Trader Joe's for fucking 8 hours.
You're so funny. You know what I mean?
But if you did this, you could fly through Trader Joe's.
True. That's true. I could. Yeah. I don't know. I think dream journal is an interesting idea, just to like maybe, you know, remember like, oh, I dreamed that. Maybe something's on my mind regarding that thing, or you know, something trying to work itself out. But
I'll be the guinea pig. I'll keep a dream journal for the next 2 weeks, and I'll report back.
Report back
and see.
2 weeks later, Kelsey's like, "I think I'm on The Office."
Just delusional.
I made my bed.
Yeah. Shut up. So I never tell you guys.
I made the demon bed.
The demon bed is made. Well, we have an iTunes review of the episode, everybody. Ooh. This is from Steets.
I don't know.
And it says, good shit. Funny and relatable. While they openly admit to not being experts on many of the subjects they discuss, let's be real, all of them, they drop some serious wisdom bombs from their own experiences. Wisdom born from their own experience.
I like wisdom bombs. We drop wisdom bombs.
Sounds like something some guy named Stites would say, right? Is that the name?
Wisdom bomb is a new segment
here
on the podcast. Yes. Wisdom bombs. Yes.
People say truth bombs. Wisdom bombs make sense.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, thank you so much for that review. Yeah. Wisdom born from their own experience. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Very nice review. Much appreciate.
If you haven't left us an iTunes review yet, please take a second to do so and click on that fifth star. We've consistently been staying up on those charts, which is awesome.
Hell yeah.
But we can only keep growing on them if you guys keep leaving 5-star ratings and reviews. So please do it if you haven't yet.
And we're going to be doing a holiday themed Patreon coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So addressing all of you, you know, holiday anxiety questions, anything like that.
How to get through family stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I need that.
So send in your specific questions to selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com if you want to be featured on that Patreon holiday episode.
Yeah, title it like holiday questions.
Yes.
We're recording this before Thanksgiving. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
This is the first year in my life that I'm not going home for the holidays, for either holiday. Kane and I and Pete Lee and his girlfriend Jamie are gonna get some Thanksgiving dinner.
That sounds nice.
And then I'm just staying here for Christmas as well. So I think with the wedding and the cost of that and all of the travel for road work, I was like, you know what, this year I don't want to deal with holiday flying. And Spokane's weather is often terrible in the winter, and the last time I went up for Thanksgiving is when I got that horrible flu, and I just was like, I'm gonna take a year off of
I mean, I don't even travel like you guys do, and I don't want to travel during the holidays, so I can't imagine. You know, are you staying in town, Taylor? Are you going to family stuff?
Yeah, I gotta drive there tomorrow. Part of me, I'm so like exhausted, I think I'm just like depleted.
Yeah,
and the idea of spending a full day with your family while it's great is also exhausting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this week I was like, should I just, which is like, I would not be okay.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And just stay home?
Maybe, yeah. Just like go see a movie. That sounds really great.
You could just say you're sick.
I know I could.
Well, not now because it's
on the podcast. But there was a serious part of me that was like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm just tired. Yeah, it's emotionally draining.
Absolutely.
Totally. Yeah, I'll just be house hopping around good old Simi Valley.
Yeah.
Seeing some family and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah,
right into Patreon, selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
We got some segments.
Yeah, you guys got something?
I can go.
Yeah, you go.
So I have an update. I got my moles removed. I talked about that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Duh.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even I forgot about it.
That as a compliment because hopefully it's not noticeable.
It's not noticeable at all. Yeah. I cannot believe that. You got the stitches out like 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
Wait. You can't see anything.
Well, I can't believe that's not the first thing I asked you about.
I don't know.
You have no scars or anything?
I have scars, but I have like a tiny bit of foundation on my forehead one, and then my lip gloss is the same color as, like, it's still a little red where they removed the mole on my lip, and so if I just wear like a red lip, you can't.
I cannot believe.
Wow, he did a really good job.
How not noticeable it is.
I went to a plastic surgeon, not a dermatologist. Because if I showed you guys like the scars I have on my body from a dermatologist removing moles, I have
very different
large incisions or like shave marks where it's just like red and like doesn't look good. Yeah,
like, ew. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got scars everywhere.
But the plastic surgeon I went to did excision, so it's not a shave, and it was like a cosmetic incision. It wasn't taking like, you know, this huge big gash of skin around it, and he did such a good job. Shout out to Dr. Barrett in Beverly Hills. Not like he needs my business. He's like this super sought after guy, but the procedure itself was not fun. They put like big needles in my face to numb it, and I'll show you guys pictures afterward. It's fucking crazy like how swollen my face got in order for them to like take the moles out. And then I had stitches in my lip and my forehead for a week. And it was like pretty hard to eat. It was not a fun past week. I couldn't really go anywhere. I couldn't really do anything. I will have had 2 weeks off of shows, which sucks. And now I'm technically supposed to be wearing like tape over them right now, but he said I didn't have to for like podcasting and shows. But I'm so happy. Like, I felt such a like genuine joy taking the tape off once I saw the stitches out and seeing like, oh, I don't have them. Oh my God. Whoa. Like I really hated those moles, to be honest.
Oh wow.
And I feel like people were like, embrace your flaws, and like that's great too. But also like, if you don't like them and you want something gone, then like do it if you can.
Yeah. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Your body, your rules.
Yeah. Exactly.
Says the person with big fake titties.
I mean, there are things on my body I've learned to embrace and like wouldn't change. But the mole thing, the moles are so simple to get removed. And also, a big thing he told me was that the bottom lip, I can't remember if he said it was on the face or in general, but is the highest rate of skin cancer. Oh. Is your bottom lip, and that's where that mole was right on the edge. So I'm also just happy in terms of like taking care of myself and just being safe, because I do get moles removed all the time, that I got that gone.
I thought your lip mole was real cute though.
You're really sweet.
It was real cute.
Thank you.
Both of them, but yeah.
You guys are so
you got
sweet.
Cute moles. But it's one of those things, if it's bothering you on your, you know, like in your day-to-day, then
yeah. You know, God bless Kane. That was like one of the first things he ever said to me, like when we met, was like, oh, I really like that mole on you. It was really cute. And I was just like, I will marry you.
You forever.
Because every other guy would like, you know, not guys I dated, but like other comics would like neg me and be like, oh, what's on your lip? You know, like that type of bullshit, which they is would, just like, oh, I will never speak to you again then.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kane, good man. But yeah, it's gone now.
So
I'm very happy because he did such a good job. Like, I can't believe how minimal the scarring is. And the stitches came out 2 days ago, so hopefully it will only get like less noticeable.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
We only have a few minutes left. Do you have a segment?
My segment was I had to go to jury duty for 5 days. I got assigned to an attempted murder trial. That was an experience.
Gosh.
So that was like, what the fuck situation. But actually, it was quite educational. So, you know, if it had happened in a different time when I wasn't so busy, I think I would have maybe enjoyed it a little bit more. But because it was like on top of a very busy season in my life right now, and it was like coming off of like different trips, it was just a little bit stressful. But I'd never done that before. And I was like, it was pretty fascinating. It's like a crash. It's like a crash course in the law.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I felt like I was in a college class again. It was interesting. Yeah. So
I did mock trial in high school, so I'm good.
I'm
supposed to call in this Friday for jury duty.
Oh, boy.
But I went online and I tried to change my address because it's where I used to live.
Yeah.
And they were like, you need to call about being disqualified because you don't live in that area anymore.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is awesome.
Get out of it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to get out of that shit, man.
Do we have upcoming dates? When does this come out?
Oh, that is a good
We don't even know.
Question.
I think it comes out in December.
This comes out on December 16th. Yes.
Dope.
Ooh, okay.
You want to plug some dates, Tay?
Yeah. So January, I am busy. I am at the Addison Improv in Dallas, Texas. In Addison, Texas. The 2nd through the 5th. And then I am at the Raleigh Improv in North Carolina, the 9th through the 12th. And then I am at the San Jose Improv in California, the 23rd to the 26th.
Awesome. I am, I really cannot talk today. Sorry, guys. I'm part of the San Francisco Sketch Fest, which I'm really excited for. I get to headline Punchline Comedy Club in San Francisco on Friday, January 24th. So check that out. I will also be headlining Tacoma Comedy Club on Valentine's Day weekend and have a bunch of other dates coming up. So go to kelseycook.com and get some tickets.
Lovely. And if it's mid-December, my Thriving Artist course is out very soon. So, check out my website, DelaneyFisher.com. Or find me on Instagram. I'll be posting more information about it. But things are going well with my beta group. I've been working with them every single week. They've been going through the modules and giving me feedback on, like, I want to make sure it's very, clear for everybody when this is actually out and available to the public. So I think it's going to be really good.
Awesome.
I'm excited. Congrats, I'm excited, man, to help you make money off of some cool shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We love you guys so much. There are a few different ways you can support our show. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us move up the charts. You can also tell a friend about the show, post it on social media, and you can join our Patreon. It's where you can get bonus episodes from us and lots of really fun content, ways to interact with the show. That's at patreon.com/selfhelpless. And if you go to selfhelplesspodcast.com, that's where you can get links to all of our individual stuff. Delaney, where can people find you?
You can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. You can find the online courses there, one-on-one creative consulting, watch my comedy special, and find Dicks by Delaney there.
Perfect. Tay, where can people find you?
You can find me on ttomcomedy.com for tour dates and links to everything else social media-wise. I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. You guys can find me at kelseycook.com for all my tour dates. My Instagram is at kelseycookcomedy. Twitter is at kelseycook. Please be sure to watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. I've had Delaney and Taylor on together. It was such a fun episode. And you can download and buy my album Savor It on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find comedy albums. We also want to give a shout out to our amazing producer, Lauren Mahoney, and our amazing editor, Emma Erdbrink. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.